Ramayana, Act 3, Chapter 14. Sita's Ordeal. Scene 4. Confirmation and Affirmation. Ram was blinded by tears. He was afflicted to hear the cries of the people. With his mind set on virtue and his heart racked with grief, he watched Sita walk into the fire. And from the sky, the gods, headed by Brahma, addressed Ram. How are you allowing this divine lady to enter fire? Do you not recall your actual identity? What is this play of yours, O Lord? Ram looked at the gods and, folding his palms, replied, I take myself to be a mere human. My name is Ram, the son of Dasharath. Let Brahma tell me who I was in my former lives. From the sky, the four-headed Brahma, seated upon his swan carrier, spoke. O Ram, I know you as the original creator of this cosmos. You are Vishnu, Narayan, the one supreme person, but who is known by many names. All the gods come from you, and the worlds rest upon your energy. You exist within and without all things, and reside within the heart of every being. Your existence and actions are inconceivable. You have appeared as Ram for the destruction of Ravana and the deliverance of your devoted servants. Now that you have accomplished your purpose, you should return to your own abode. Ram bowed his head but said nothing. At that moment, the fire god himself emerged from the fire, holding Sita in his arms. The princess was dressed in a red robe, and she shone brightly like the rising sun. She wore a garland of celestial flowers and was adorned with brilliant gems. Her dark, curly hair framed her face, which glowed with transcendent beauty. Agni placed Sita before Ram and spoke in a voice that boomed like thunder. Here is your wife, Sita. No sin exists in her, neither by word, deed, nor thought. Not even by glance has she ever been unfaithful to you. Ravana forcefully snatched her away while she was helpless and forlorn. Although kept captive by him, her mind and heart remained focused on you, Ram, at every moment. She did not give a single thought to Ravana, despite being tempted and threatened by him in many ways. O Ram, accept her back with an open heart. Ram experienced great joy hearing Agni's speech. His eyes flooded with tears as he replied to the fire god. Sita needed this purificatory ordeal. Otherwise, the world would have condemned me as foolish and controlled by lust. She dwelt in Ravan's house for a long time, and her chastity had to be proven to the whole world. Although I know of her undivided love for me, indeed, guarded as she is by her own moral power, Ravana could not have violated Sita any more than the sea can transgress its bounds. Ram declared Sita to be as inseparable from him as sunlight is from the sun. He could no more renounce her than a virtuous man could renounce righteousness. Sita bloomed with happiness. She sat next to Ram on a golden throne. The gods and rishis appeared in the assembly, offering praises to Ram. And Shiva himself personally came before Ram. O Lord, you have killed the scourge and dread of the universe. O Ram, you should now depart for Ayodhya and comfort your relatives there. Then be pleased to rule over this world for a long time. Shiva told Ram that his father Dasharath was present, seated in a celestial chariot in the sky. Ram looked up and saw the chariot descending slowly, his father appearing in a body that shone with celestial splendor, gazing down upon him. Leaving the chariot, Dasharath came down to earth and embraced Ram tightly. He sat next to his son and began to speak. Although I reside with Indra, I do not feel as much pleasure there as I do now upon seeing you once again. The words uttered by Kaikeyi when sending you into exile are still impressed upon my heart. But today I am fully rid of my sorrow. I have been redeemed by you. Oh, my dear Ram, 14 years have passed, and your exile is now ended. I long to see you return to Ayodhya and assume the throne after pacifying Kaushalya and the mighty Bharat. O Ram, now I understand your real identity. You are the Supreme Lord, born on earth for the good of the world. Ram asked his father to retract the words he uttered when he had disowned Kaikeyi and her son. They were both blameless in every respect. Dasharath assented to Ram's request. He embraced Lakshman and praised him for his selfless service to Ram, asking him to continue that service when Ram became the emperor. Dasharath then spoke to Sita. O my daughter, do not think ill of Ram for his repudiation of you. He only desired to prove your absolute purity. Your entering the fire was an act which will forever overshadow the renown of all other virtuous ladies. Sita folded her palms and bowed to her father-in-law, who rose again to his aerial chariot and left for the heavens. The other gods paid their respects to Ram and then left for their own abodes. Then Indra approached Ram. A sight of the gods can never go in vain. O Ram, pray, tell us what you desire, and it shall be done at once. Smiling, Ram asked Indra to return to life all the slain monkeys, even those whose bodies had been torn and devoured. He also asked that wherever the monkeys may live, there should be abundant fruits and roots for their food. Indra replied, "Although difficult to grant, your desire shall be fulfilled. Let all the monkeys rise again, even those whose heads and limbs have been severed. Let them be reunited with their families, and let trees full of fruits, even out of season, forever grow wherever they dwell." The powerful god sprinkled celestial nectar from the sky. The monkeys who were killed then rose from the ground, amazed to see themselves healed and restored to life. They looked at one another and asked, "What miracle is this?" They leaped and shouted for joy, coming together like a great roaring ocean. Indra then bid farewell to Ram and departed along with all the other gods. As their blazing chariots disappeared into the sky, Ram ordered that the monkeys camp for the night while he and Sita rested in Vibhishan's palace. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.